steel drum playing, waking up on the beach, if you know what I'm saying. One more night would be more than alright with me. So hold on, baby, 'cause you got the soul and you know how to use it. Put your hand on my hip, 'cause you know that I lose it. You got my heart racing like there's nothing to it. Falling in love to the beat of the music. We're falling in love to the beat of the music.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal funding for key programs, grants, and foreign aid paused temporarily after President Trump's executive order. It calls for the Office of Management and Budget to review how the federal funds are spent. The White House press secretary could not offer clarity on whether programs like Medicaid could be impacted. Here's ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
She said she'd have to get back to folks, give them information, get lists of federal programs. So I think that was a huge headline that actually will have a real impact, an immediate impact, potentially for millions of Americans dealing with their health insurance, with their housing assistance, with disaster aid, and so on.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, sworn in over the weekend, addressed staffers today in her first briefing. Earlier today, Noem took part in federal raids in New York City targeting undocumented migrants. Tech stocks trying to recover some of the steep losses yesterday after the launch of Chinese-owned AI chatbot DeepSeek that offers cheaper AI models compared to U.S. models. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Park Theater in downtown Park Falls will be closed for an unknown amount of time. According to a Facebook post from the theater, at some point during the night, roughly Friday evening, a water pipe burst upstairs and flooded the entire theater. They still don't know the extent of the damage, unfortunately, but multiple local businesses have stepped in to assist, so hopes are high that they will be reopening as soon as possible. The month of January ends with Winter Salt Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on how to reduce how much we use.
To reduce the use of salt at home, shovel and clear walkways and other areas before the snow turns to ice. The more snow removed manually, the less salt you'll need, and the more effective it'll be. And scatter when using salt. You want space between the grains. A 12-ounce coffee mug of salt is enough to treat an entire 20-foot driveway or 10 sidewalk squares. Salt is much less effective when pavement temperatures drop below 15 degrees. So when this happens, switch to sand for traction or a different ice melter that works at lower temperatures.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Aloha, Manaqua. Marthaler Chevrolet of Manaqua is bringing the island vibes with their annual Hawaiian event. Enjoy everyday low prices like $49.95 for a full synthetic oil change. Exclusive savings on everything, including incredible deals on 2025 models and remaining 2024s. Stop before January 31st for your chance to win a 65-inch LED TV, 3,500 or 3,250 certificates to be used anywhere in the dealership. Customer honesty, service, and integrity, they're here for you. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at manaquacars.com.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs are probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and they were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believe get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but it, you know, I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball: the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL: the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy is returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwood's weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight. Couple of flurries or brief snow showers. Lows 10 to 15 and breezy. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Highs mid to even upper 20s. And a bigger warm-up on Thursday with sun, highs in the low 40s.
It's 39 right now.
98 Q Country.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. Set our vows under that old pine tree. You ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
Rio here on 98Q Country. Greg Gunderson with you from the 98Q studios. It's the afternoon show until 7 today, like always, but not normal today was I was here super early. So we're taking it easy today because I am absolutely wiped out already. I am going to be imbibing caffeine. It may or may not help, but certainly country music will help. We'll make that Diamond Rio tune into 5 in a row. Here's Gabby Barrett with I Hope. And in 15 minutes, we're talking about what today is all about here on WCQM.
I hope she makes you smile the way you made me smile on the other end of a phone in the middle of a highway driving alone. Oh, baby, I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur, yeah. Up in a 2 a.m. pick from a friend, hanging on to a guy. You just sent him. I hope you stay up all night, all alone, waiting by the phone. And then she calls, and baby, I hope you work it out. Forgive and just about forgive, and take her on a first date again. And when you're leaning in for a kiss, she makes you feel the same way about her that I feel about you right now. I hope you both feel a spark by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy. I hope she comes along and rents every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last time to put a rock on her hand. I hope she's louder than your wildest dreams. She's never
listen to this.
Playing the new country first.
I'm Raleigh Green.
Picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of keystone.
Sounds good to me.
This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Sweet 98 Q Country.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while. Laid back mode. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blue. the sun and the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Babe, let's get packed, tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. No shoes, and no shirt, and no problems, no problems.
Pouring down rain with old Hank singing some song about trains. And midnight taillights tearing down a highway by some other heartbroken cliche. But there's nothing but blue skies far as I can see. You picked a damn good day. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. Well, how in the hell can I watch the big game?
FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Papa drove a truck nearly all his life. You know it drove Mama crazy being a trucker's wife. The part you couldn't handle was being alone. I guess you needed more to hold than just a telephone. Papa called Mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if his kids were all right. Mama would wait for that call to come in, but when Daddy'd hang up, she was gone again. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and loving yellow sky. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the bin. Well, it was bound to happen one night at dead. Papa came home and it was just a skit. He had a dozen roses and a bottle of wine. If he was looking too surprised, well, she was doing fine. I heard him cry for Mama up and down the hall. Then I heard a bottle break against the bedroom wall. That old diesel engine made an eerie sound when Papa fired it up and headed into town. Oh, the picture in the paper showed the scene real well. Papa's rig was buried in the local motel. The desk clerk said he saw it all real clear. He never had the brakes and he was shifting gear. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and brother jealous guy. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the pen.
And that's how another five in a row comes to close here on WCQM 98.3 FM, 98Q Country. Papa Loved Mama, that's Garth Brooks following up Riley Green with Damn Good Day to Leave. It's time we talk about the same thing we talk about every day at this time. What is today about? I think that's a fair way to phrase the question because there's a long list every day. Half official celebrations and similar things like today is Lego Day, for example. Now, this one, I like these ones in particular because there's a concrete and verifiable reason. I don't have a problem with the random ones. Like, it's also Blueberry Pancakes Day. There's no reason today should be Blueberry Pancakes Day as opposed to June 23rd, for example. But today is Lego Day because on today's date in the early 1900s, Legos were granted their patent. Let me see if I can find, hold on here. Let me see if I can just control F. Wrong. What year was it? I think it was the early 1900s. Yeah, 1958. So not the early 1900s, but you get the idea. 1958, today's date in 1958, the patent was granted for the design of Lego bricks, which is kind of notable. They've been around a while, but here's the cool part. Lego bricks that were designed off of that patent from 1958 are still completely compatible with the bricks they make today. Millions and millions, what, probably billions by now of Lego bricks have been made. And by the way, that's what they're called. They're not Legos, they're Lego bricks. Legos is not, apparently Lego is not the toy. That's the company, and it's Lego bricks, so they say. I call them Legos. I think most of us probably do. I think a lot of enthusiasts probably call them Legos. But that said, it's a name, so whoever, you know, the person with that name is kind of the authority there. Anyway, it's Lego Bricks Day, then, I guess. Or is it Lego Day? Is that allowed? I need to check. The company is in Scandinavia, though, so I don't think they're going to weigh in. Today is Daisy Day, by the way, and it's also Kazoo Day. There may be a reason for that one, but I looked at that and thought, you know what? I'm just going to accept that at face value. Not going to dig any deeper into that. And like I mentioned, today is also Blueberry Pancakes Day. So if you're wondering if you seek a sense of purpose, orient yourself around Lego bricks, daisies, kazoos, and blueberry pancakes. Why? I mean, you got a better idea? That's what today is all about here at 98Q Country. Taking it easy after I covered for Joel this morning, so I am low energy, but you get a weird brand of humor out of me. We'll see. Maybe I'll get a chuckle out of you. But I do have a check of the weather for you before a bunch more country music. Five in a row coming right up on WCQM.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Keep warm this winter with help from Bader Sports Center. Starting with their large selection of lacrosse boots and continuing with Big Bill and Johnson Mills wool clothing. For your head, it's gotta be a Stormy Cromer. Hats and merchandise in styles for the whole family. Whatever activity gets you out in the Wisconsin winter, Bader's has the apparel you need to keep warm and comfortable. Find Bader Sports Center on Facebook or online at BaderSportsCenter.com or next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, couple of flurries or brief snow showers, lows 10 to 15 and breezy. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs mid to even upper 20s. and a bigger warm-up on Thursday with sun, highs in the low 40s.
It's 39 right now.
98Q Country.
I'd sell my soul just to see your face. And I'd break my bones just to heal your pain. In these times I need a saving grace. But time is running out and I'm starting to lose my faith. But if I told you I loved you, would it make you want to stay? I'm sorry for the way I hurt you and making you walk away. And if I wrote you a love song and sang it to you every day, would it ever be enough to make you want to come back home and stay?
Country.
He gets up before the dawn, packs a lunch and a thermos full of coffee. It's another day in the dusty haze. Those burning rays are wearing down his body. Diesel's worth the price of gold. It's the cheapest grain he's ever sold, but he's still holding on. He just takes the tractor another round and pulls the plow across the ground and sends up another prayer. He says, Lord, I never complain, I never ask why. Please don't let my dreams run. Toll on his family.
stayed strong and carried on, just like his dad and granddad did before him. On his knees every night he prays, please let my crops and children grow, 'cause that's all he's ever known. He just takes the tractor another round and pulls a plow across the ground and sends up another prayer. He says, Lord, I never complain, I never ask why, please don't let my dreams arise. Tractor another round, another round. He says, I never complain, I never ask why, please don't let my dreams run dry. Underneath, underneath this Amarillo sky. Underneath this
Country. Thank you. morning, afternoon.
Gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Makes the afternoon fly by.
Today's best country. All afternoon.
98Q Country.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Whoa, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Whoa, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Well, the truth, yeah, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, there was a time, old woman, when you used to shake it for me. But now, all you do is just treat me cold. Ain't gonna take it no more, gonna walk out the door. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. No good no more, 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 more. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. And I'm hurting so bad, cause you don't treat me right. Oh, woman, oh, woman, you know I love you so, but you're so mean to me, baby. I'm walking out the door. Oh, lover,
lover, lover, lover,
you don't treat me no good no more. No good no more, more, more. I know you used to love me in every way, but now I'm giving it up.
Lover, Lover from Jared Neiman here on WCQM. I remember reading back when that song was new in the early 2010s or so. I feel like it's 2011-ish, maybe 2010 at the earliest, that he was every voice in the background, Jared Neiman there, including that super bassy one at the very end that just rolls out like warm honey over the last note of the track. Apparently, though, and I'm serious here, he actually had to stay up late drinking and smoking a bunch of cigarettes so that in the morning he'd have the capability to hit those low notes. Not recommended by any means. I've heard there's a number of tactics I've heard similar to that for getting a lower voice. Most of them work the following morning. Another one that I've heard, going out when it's cold and just screaming at the top of your lungs. So all that to say, if you've ever just heard like a banshee scream out in the middle of the country at night in the really, really cold nights, that might just be a future voice actor at work. That's, you know, in fact, that's actually the most likely answer to what's going on if that happens to you. Or maybe you should call the cops and let them figure it out. We're taking a look back at this day in history. Earlier, we talked about what today is all about. Turns out the answer is Lego, daisies, kazoos, and blueberry pancakes. But what about the past? What about other 28ths of January? Well, let's look back to the 28th of January, 1960, the day the NFL announced expansion teams for upcoming seasons, including Dallas in 1960 and Minneapolis-St. Paul for the 1961 season. So on today's date, it would be announced that the following year, the Vikings would be added to the competition of the NFL. A few years before that, in 1956, on today's date, Elvis Presley made his first national TV appearance. Not on Ed Sullivan, though. That happened in September of that same year. It was on Stage Show, hosted by the Dorsey Brothers. 1915, an act of the U.S. Congress created the United States Coast Guard. But the word created is a tough fit here. They were added as a branch of the U.S. Armed Forces, technically on today's date in 1915, but that's not the date that the Coast Guard is seen as being founded or what's regarded as the Coast Guard birthday, which that's August 4th, all the way back in 1790. The Coast Guard's been around that long. It just existed in different forms back then. Those forms had different names and kind of different branches and departments that were consolidated under the name of United States Coast Guard on today's date in 1915, which of course is still its current form 110 years later. So not the Coast Guard birthday, but still the day that it was created as a branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. I think the verbiage there is very careful. Please correct me if I'm wrong, which, by the way, we'll circle back to correcting me. First person convicted of speeding, today's date in 1896. I found this one earlier this morning and had a good laugh. It happened in England in the city of Kent. A guy by the name of Walter Arnold was caught doing 8 miles an hour in a 2 mile an hour zone, which I find funnier in metric units. He was doing 13 in a 3. I imagine cops just kind of sprinted up alongside and said, "Hey, stop." I mean, like, when was the first chase? I want to know about the first chase. And by the way, on a serious note, I want to send out a message of gratitude to the person who called and corrected a mistake I made yesterday in the early 3 o'clock hour. I was talking about what today was all about yesterday. And yesterday was the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. And I made the mistake of saying that Auschwitz was located in Germany, which is 100% categorically incorrect. I cannot tell you how glad I am that somebody called and corrected me, saying that no, it was in Nazi-occupied Poland. My apologies to everybody who has any identification with those events, whether it's ancestors or more firsthand, anybody who identifies with Germany and Poland. That was a simple, basic fact that I, for some reason, just did not even look at. I'm not sure why I made the mistake, but it doesn't matter. I made it, and someone kindly and very graciously, I might add, called to let us know about that mistake. Thank you. Please, please, if I ever make a flub like that, especially one like that on a topic which I consider to be of the utmost seriousness, I love feeling like, hey, someone's got my back. And that's what that is to me. If someone calls to correct a factual error on my part, thank you. There's not enough of you in the world. Are there a dozen of you out there? Please call me, correct me. I want to do this right for you. So thank you again. That was a correction from yesterday's segment, What Today Is All About. But this has been a look back at today's date in history. First speeding conviction, the Coast Guard entered its current form. Elvis Presley hit the national television stage. And finally, the NFL announced the Cowboys and the Vikings were coming to the party. Country music until 4, talking Packers after, all up next on WCQM.
I know I might look like another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything out of the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. I don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you
probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of it, but I've turned the page on the old me. Now I ain't looking back, cause you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a jug, bit a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life, cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
I'ma need some whiskey glasses.
Or getting ready to party.
And there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
She knows every move that a man could make. She knows every trick in the book. Knows how to give, she knows how to take. Cause so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes and all the best lies. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around. What came from the heart. One day I gave her a wedding ring, and one night I tore all those feelings apart. With my alibis and lying eyes and all the best lies, Lord knows she's heard them all.
Staring that mirror, mirror, it ain't fair at all. Dress sizes can't define. Don't let the world decide what's beautiful. No.
take the road less traveled on.
98 Q Country.
Sitting out here on the hood of this truck, looking up at a caramel-colored sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Will those runway lights getting brighter? I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly. Is too high, so am I. So I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly. Airplanes take off and fly.